And here's a look at the stats for you, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winners Trophies. Cody Sparks carried the ball 2 times for 5 yards. Tim Pinnell, 2 carries, 8 yards, also scored a touchdown. B.J. Kennard, 5 carries now, 114 yards for the night. And any other time, he could have been our player of the game. A great game by B.J. Kennard. Ronnie Rankins had 6 carries for 49 yards. McGee, 1 carry for 12 yards. Patterson, 2 carries for 6 yards. And Brandon Kennard had that one run. It was a touchdown run for 11 yards. Cody Sparks was 5 of 9 for 118 yards on the night. And Victor Stevenson, one of his main receivers, 2 catches for 75 yards, 1 of 50 and 1 of 25. McDonald also caught one for 20. First half rushing for Oakland, 177. They rushed for only 46 in the second half, but totally dominated by the Oakland defense. And they wind up with a very nice 223 on the ground. First half passing, 108. They only passed one completion for 10 yards for 118. First half yardage, 285. Second half total yardage, 56. They didn't need it. They wound up with 341 in a game that you really showed the versatility of the offense with the passing game and the running game. Very, very even in that one. For Hendersonville, they wound up with 57 yards. Let's see, 65, 71, 89 yards rushing, and they had only 18 yards in the first half passing. They wound up with 25 yards passing on the night. And that's a look at your stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And I want to mention a couple of two or three defensive stats before I let you go. Give it to you, Brian. 2 fumble recoveries by Glaster, 85 and 49 yards. A fumble recovery by Cameron Crutchfield, another score. An interception by De'Ari McDonald, another score. It just went on and on and on.